Jesus speaks for a third time to the disciples of his impending trial and crucifixion. It isn't going to be a very pretty scene. They're strategizing and plotting out the attack just as they did against Jeremiah the prophet, as we learned in the First Testament reading. And then from out of the blue, one mom, sensing opportunity, decides to try to set her boys up. A mom asked me at baptism not very long ago if there was one thing I could ask the child being baptized, what would it be? You see, there's lots of questions the church asks of people at baptism. What is your name? Why are you here? Is it your free will and intention? I said the only thing I might ask this smiling newborn is, what is God like? I suspected the innocence on the face of that child and how soon they had just arrived from being sent by God. They would have some insight there. Well, James and John's mother stands before Jesus with another remarkable request. But in reply, they get the challenge of their lives. Can you drink the cup I'm about to drink? In other words, can you handle what I'm about to be served? Do you have the stuff of faith to bear the difficult, challenging road ahead? The brothers, yeah, they answer quickly, but clearly are not privy to the future in the same way as Jesus. What Mrs. Zebedee imagines is security in exchange for her son's and her own, perhaps, faithfulness in this or some other life. The other guys are upset, perhaps because they believe the request is insensitive. Maybe the timing is inappropriate, or maybe just because a mom outflanked them and asked Jesus first. Maybe they're embarrassed. I don't know. But I do know moms and grandmas are pretty crafty, and they always want what's best for their children. Security and planning are fine, but where we seek these comforts is sometimes misguided. Our security is only truly discovered in gospel faith and the church's sacraments, and not very many other places. Our Lenten journey reminds us that Jesus' death and resurrection are acts of love and lessons in humility. In all, stay calm and relax, friends. There's no advantage over any other who seeks God's kingdom. Jesus' body and blood are plenty and have been shed that each and all might know the glory of our loving God.